Groundwater is the primary focus of government PFAS detection and response efforts, but Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation Contaminated Sites Program Manager John Halverson says the agency is broadening the focus to include more surface waters.
Because that's another potential exposure pathway, is where people are fishing and consuming fish from waters that could be impacted.
PFAS chemicals from past use of firefighting foams have contaminated groundwater in several areas of Fairbanks and North Pole, including around a former North Pole oil refinery, a firefighting training center in South Fairbanks, Fairbanks International Airport, and Eielson Air Force Base.
And in the Eielson and Fairbanks area, groundwater is shallow, so there is pretty regular interaction between groundwater and surface water.
Halverson emphasizes there's a lot of surface water from wetland ponds to larger lakes and sloughs, as well as rivers within the known PFAS groundwater contamination areas. PFAS has been found in the Chena River, but so far at low levels.
Dilution isn't a solution, obviously, but it does make it difficult to find elevated levels.
PFAS chemicals bioaccumulate, so even if water tests low, fish may have higher concentrations. Elevated PFAS in water and fish resulted in fishing closures and restrictions this summer at two lakes, a slough, and a creek in the North Pole Eielson area, as well as a halt to fish stocking at several lakes. Rick Green, a special assistant to the Commissioner of Fish and Game, says more actions may follow depending on the results of additional testing.
And they will inform us what their findings are as they interpret their data and give us recommendations if we need to put up more signs or stop fishing altogether.
Fish sampling has been limited and there's no fish-specific PFAS contamination threshold. Restrictions also hinge on where water samples fall relative to an EPA PFAS drinking water exposure level, a benchmark that's under review by the federal agency. The state began implementing its own stricter standard a year ago before Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration rolled it back to wait for the EPA's decision.
I think if PFAS are detected in surface water, that as a precautionary measure, those waters should be closed to fishing.
Alaska Community Action on Toxics Executive Director Pamela Miller recommends erring on the side of caution, given what's known about human health impacts.
PFAS exposure at low levels may cause a range of health effects that include kidney and testicular cancer, developmental and reproductive problems.
The DEC says it's balancing the health benefits of eating fish with the concerns about PFAS in them. The agency does not have the resources to conduct its own fish sampling and relies on those volunteered by other agencies, including Fish and Game. The DEC's Halverson says they've asked the Air Force to do more surface water and fish sampling in the Eielson area. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.